This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu will present gallantry awards at the second Defence Investiture Ceremony of 2026 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. The President will confer gallantry awards to personnel of the Defence Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and the State UT Police. These awards are given in recognition of exceptional acts of bravery by personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and other security agencies. The awards reflect India's continuing battle against terrorism, insurgency and hostile threats across Jammu and Kashmir, the northeast and along the country's borders. They also recognize acts of extraordinary courage in aviation, maritime operations and humanitarian missions. In the presence of Home Minister Amit Shah, the governments of Haryana and Rajasthan today signed an agreement in New Delhi for the construction and implementation of the Yamuna Water Project. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that the agreement has resolved a nearly three-decade-old water-related problem faced by the people of Haryana and Rajasthan. The minister informed that under this agreement, approximately 580 million cubic meters of water will be supplied from the Yamuna Canal to Rajasthan through three underground pipelines from the next month to October. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his three-day visit to Seychelles today. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that his visit to Seychelles has been fruitful with concrete results that will improve the Seychelles-EU relationship. He said it is good that these 50 years of relations that have passed have been marked by a deep trust and shared progress. The PM said the next 50 years must be defined by innovation, sustainability and shared prosperity. The Prime Minister said he was pleased to be able to participate in the National Day celebration, and especially at a time when Seychelles is celebrating 50 years of its independence. Mr. Modi thanked President Harmini, the government and the Seychelles people for the affection. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today released the delegation of financial powers to DRDO, DFP 2026, a major reform to enhance efficiency, accountability and timely execution of strategic research and development projects in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Singh said that the DFP 2026 will facilitate faster production and induction of systems, platforms and technologies emerging from the research and development ecosystem into the defence forces. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today launched a series of digital initiatives for the health sector in New Delhi. The launch includes Arogya Setu 2.0, Ayushman Sarthi chatbot, Ayushman app, e-Sushrut clinic, National Health Claims Exchange and health standards to strengthen India's digital public infrastructure for health. A Delhi court would extend it till July 11th the judicial custody of 10 accused in the NEET UG 2026 paper leak case being investigated by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The accused were produced before the Rouse Avenue court through video conferencing on the expiry of the earlier judicial custody. Early on June 15, the Rouse Avenue court had extended the judicial custody of the 10 accused till today. The CBI has so far arrested 13 accused in the case and is investigating an alleged network involved in procuring and circulating NEET UG question papers ahead of the examination. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today issued guidelines on the three-language policy. In a statement, the board said the current batch of class 10th will not have to follow the new language policy. It also said that for the current batches, studying in class 7th, 8th and 9th will also not be required to give the board examination in the third language when they reach class 10th. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is leading a high-level Indian business delegation to Athens in Greece after concluding his visit to the United Kingdom. Strengthening trade, investment and strategic economic cooperation among the top focus areas of his visit. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall of sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Kerala and Mahe till Wednesday. Heat wave conditions are predicted over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.